this Sunday, or after this Sunday, you can kiss the green goodbye, and you can kiss the hallelujah goodbye. And next Sunday, we celebrate Septuagesima, the beginning of Lent, in a sense, the little Lent, which happened because the Greeks said to the Romans, we do more penance than you do. So Pope Gregory the Great said, okay, well, we're going to have Septuagesima, Sextagesima, et Quinquagesima, omnes illas. Okay, so we have this, in this rite only, thanks be to God. And so we will begin. Now, let us see, when we start Lent, everybody's very gung-ho about, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And it's not so much what we're doing or not doing. It is the time that we have with God at prayer. Our spending time with God at prayer. Coming to daily Mass and communion. Coming to confession as often as needed. We don't have enough time to hear everybody's confession every week. But this week we did, for some reason. It just about killed me. You know, you don't realize how much energy it takes out of a priest to celebrate Mass, if he does it properly, and how much energy it takes out of a priest to hear confessions. Because your sins are going and banging me in the head and into the ground. By the time I'm finished, I can barely walk. And so, but nevertheless, that's why we are here. And many priests forget this, that we are here to administer the sacraments in a holy fashion, in a wonderful fashion. But in the meantime, we have this very, very enlightening reading, which very much speaks about each of us individually. It speaks about the whole parish, and it speaks about the whole world, the whole church. Our Lord sows the seed. And of course, he chose those who helped him to sow the seed, the apostles and disciples, and of course, we too. We also are those who sow the seed. And we sow good seed. At least we do. I'm sure there are some who don't, and I don't want to even think about that. But we go to bed, as the Gospel says, and then we wake up, and half of the field is filled with ugly, evil weeds, and some that are very beautiful. Everybody thinks all weeds are evil looking. No, no. The devil comes to us in beautiful ways. If you don't believe it, go and talk to St. Anthony of the Desert. He was confronted by women in no clothing or very little clothing in the middle of the night in the desert when there was nobody there with demons. We are at war between heaven and hell. And so are you. But more than that, I am. And in order to lead you to sanctity, to lead you to at least purgatory, if not heaven, I am definitely at war. And it's very tiresome. But so we sow the seed, good seed, and then somebody else comes and sows the bad seed, the demons. And we allow the devil to get into our life. We allow the devil to get into our souls. And of course, we have to pay the consequences, but not just we or you, everybody else does too. If you do something wrong and you are punished, everybody else is punished in one way or another. I do not need to list the ways. And therefore, it's very important for all of us, especially as we prepare to finish this season after the Epiphany and to begin Septuagesima, it's very important that we realize that our sins do not only affect us, ourselves. You know, it's not all about you. It's not all about I. It's about us. We. The whole church. So your sins affect me and affect everybody else. And it's very important. And we see this in the church today. The sins of bishops and priests affecting everybody. Not only the scandal, not only the heresy, and that's everywhere, but also that it takes away from the grace that we are supposed to receive. And therefore it makes it easier for the devil to take our souls over. So you need to be strong. You need to fight. You need to stay good. Stay away from evil. In what you see, in what you hear, in what you say, in what you do. St. Paul says, put on the bowels of mercy. The bowels, of course, that's the Old English, or Elizabethan English. You know, it's not talking about your toilet, it's talking about your heart. You know, some of this language that they use is, you know, like I've said often, I'd like to change it. But anyway, the insides, it says, viscera, misericordia, benignitantem, humilitatem, modestiam, patientiam, supportantes, invicem, et donantes, vobis metipsis. Because I know you understood that, because you're all Latin scholars. But he says, St. Paul, in the name of Jesus, benignity, which is a kind of goodness, loving goodness, humility, one of the most important virtues of all. If anybody thinks that he or she is anything, then they're proud and everything comes falling down. The whole tower comes falling down. Pride is the most evil of all the evils that there are, of the vices. Modesty. And modesty doesn't just mean the way you dress. That's another virtue, really. Modesty means also humility. Not going around telling everybody, look at me, look at how holy and good I am. I do this, I do that. No. Because everything that we do because God allows us to do it. Because we allow God to pull us from our evil, from the swamp in which we are and in which we live. He has taken us out of it by baptism. And now he takes us out of it through all the sacraments and sacramentals of Holy Mother the Church. Patience. Oh Lord, have mercy. Patience is a virtue. Find it if you can. Never found in women, seldom in a man. Of course, you could turn it around, but I won't. Patience is a very difficult thing. When we're talking, when we're driving, when we're working. I mean, sometimes I drop a fork or a knife and I curse the knife with a fork. Not in a bad way, but that's not patience. We should say, you poor little fork, why did you fall? Oh, because the stupid priest that was holding me let me fall. That's what we should say. Of course, you're not a priest, I am. So, we need to have patience. And patience with one another. And so he says, bearing with one another. You know, every one of us has many faults and many problems. And the other people who are around us and with us, they have to put up with that. And a lot of people don't think about that. They think that we have to put up with them. You don't think about the fact that everybody has to put up with you. They do. So we need to make that lesser, that temptation against impatience for your neighbor, for your husband, your wife, your children, your parents. Forgiving one another. How often do we forgive? Now, our Lord was very clear about this. Unless you forgive your neighbor from your heart, I will not forgive you. Is that not clear enough? Unless you forgive your neighbor from your heart, I will not forgive you. So what are we waiting for? You know, when you die, it will be too late. And then we'll say, bye-bye, you're down there, we're not even praying for your wicked, damned soul. We don't pray for the souls in hell. We pray for the souls in purgatory who are already saved by the prayers and mercy of God and the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph and the saints, but who are not yet arrived at the glory that is ours, for which we were created. So forgiving one another, If any have a complaint against another, even as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also. And you know, a lot of times, all the gossip and backbiting that goes on in the church in particular, if we went to the person who offended us and say, you know, what you're doing, what you're saying is offensive to me, would you please stop it? And then if they fight you, then you say, okay, I'll let you be, goodbye, and let it be, goodbye. And so, but we need to broach the subject and broach the person face to face. If somebody does something nasty to you, yes, you need to forgive, but you also need to tell them, you know, I don't appreciate the way you are acting, the way you behave, the way you are talking to me or about me. And this happens all the time. You know it, and I know it. That's why I prefer more and more solitude and silence than all the other nonsense. And so, St. Paul tells us the most wonderful, wonderful advices. And here, the one that is the last of all, which is the first of all. Above these things, have the bond of charity. Have charity. The bond of perfection. Vinculum caritatis. And of course, the vinculum caritatis is right there. That link, that chain of charity, of love, which is the Blessed Sacrament, which are the sacraments. If we really love Him and worship Him and adore Him and seek to follow Him totally, then everything will be well. And no matter what happens, if we run a red light, if we have a ticket, if we fall, if we hurt ourselves or break our arm or whatever it may be, these are things that we can offer to God. Wonderful things that we can offer to God. And this is encompassed by all, by the bond of perfection, which is charity. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.